still worked there for a little while after the war finished, because they tried to keep it going for civilian boats. But, of course, there wasn't the demand. They just slowly sunk into the ground, as you might say. Although, of course, the buildings they'd put up were still there, which were there for years afterwards. And a nice big slipway, which they'd built during the war, whereas when he first went there, the slipway was pretty horrible. And they had what they called greasy planks to pull boats up on. They'd have planks that they greased up, and then they had a little cradle under the boat they made so that the legs would have a fore and aft bit between them. And they used to slide on these greasy planks. So the plank would only be about, I don't know, about 18 foot long or something. And they'd have to move it each time. They'd have four planks to each side, and they'd just move when they got the whole thing onto one pair, they'd move the other pair up, ready to take over. And they used to pull them up quite a long way like that. A messy job, though.